We'll see if we'll be able to understand the next mission at all. It seems to be, Fortune explained the simple connection of the different Tanoim, Mishnayos to come in the last series, is simply because, first of all, because they were all contemporaries. They were the same. They were from the generation of the Talmidim Rav Akiva. So that's the easy way out. Another interesting thing that I think we've been noticing is that the pattern of these Mishnayos, they're very easy on the surface, except if you want to understand something. If you don't understand anything, they didn't say anything, but then they wouldn't be here. If you want to understand something, well, then it gets a little more difficult. So we squeezed through the Mishnah, barely, right? Well, not bad. Yeah, a little bit. This mission is more difficult.
Kol kinesio shehidu shem shemayim soifer leiskayim. Kinesio is a gathering. People gather together. All right, let's first read it, right? Kol kinesio shehidu shem shemayim. A kinesio that is carries the Torah, carries the expression or intention or something. It relates somehow to the thing called l'shem shemayim, whatever that means. So you know what happens if you have a kinesio l'shem shemayim? Soifer leiskayim. I don't even know what to ask. What did he say? If you have a kinesio, that's the Shem Shemayim. So in the end, it'll work out. The she'ain of the Shem Shemayim, you have a kinesio, that's not the Shem Shemayim. Ain't sorry for this guy.
Symmetrical.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty symmetrical this time. There's no funny words except for kinesio and the Shem Shemayim. And so if I'm in the sky, besides that, everything else is fine. Rav Yochanan, we understood more or less. Hassan, though, he has some problems with. But basically, the idea, this is, as I said, there are two types of kinesias around. The ones with Shem Shemayim, the ones not with Shem Shemayim, it seems those are the main two choices available. And there's something that relates to the end game. So if in the end, so one is going to be in this guy, and one is going to be in that guy. And that's it. It goes on the next mission. He's finished. He's done. What's pshat? What's pshat? I understand. The difference is that this time I don't know the answers. It's not the first time. Where do we start?
That sounds like my focus.
Yes. I'm like, yes.
So.
Okay, we would like to start.
What's the kinesio?
What's the kinesio? Excellent.
I would start beginning because I don't know who's Rabbi Yochanan and Hassan.
I don't know either.
Okay, so pass over that. Just go to kinesio. What's the kinesio? Because that seems to be the subject.
Yeah, that definitely seems. Yeah. Yeah.
Then we'll find out what shape you might.
Yeah. Oh, it's very interesting. There's as many meforshim as you can open up, you will find a different definition for each one of the words. Amazing that each one put it out. We're supposed to get some idea out of all that. What's the kinesia? Okay, and again, what kind of like, so, Where do we start? We'll start from Ovis the Reb Nosson, Braisa. Braisa in the Mishnah adds a couple words. Sometimes gets you a little bit one step closer. So the Ovis the Reb Nosson, there are two gyuses there. The one that we have in Ovis the Reb Nosson in front of us, and one all the Rishonim had. So anyway, there gives examples. Same thing, basically the same Mishnah where we have it, but there's a like, Kemoy. So the Knesia says L'shem Shemayim. So the gears that we have is the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. Even Knesset, good, that one's good, we like that one. Right? And you know what the other one is?
Amen
Shabbat. This is serious business, isn't it? The Knesset Shalei L'shem Shemayim is a Doa Floga. The other possibility besides the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah was Har Sinai. That's to be showing them all have that gift. You know when there was a Knesset, you know the last time maybe, there was a Knesset L'shem Shemayim was when all of Klai Yisrael came to Har Sinai, Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. Everybody. What? We go on to the next mission?
Let's face it.
So those are the two choices, right? We have to either fit into Har Sinai. Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, you can take your choice. I don't know which one's higher. Or Doa Floga.
The Doa Floga is the union of what? That's also.
That's a Knesset, yeah.
So even the
parameters between Har Sinai
and
Anshei Knesset is tremendous. I mean, one encompasses all of us on an individual basis. We're all
at Har Sinai. Anshei Knesset HaGadolah was. Is it above us? There is one. They were doing for all on Israel through all the months. Just like at in
okay. Yeah, obviously we have to get some sort of find out something about Har Sinai and she can necessarily learn Doa Floga. Probably we'll be able to get some. So now we have Har Sinai. Actually, that's a little indoor flood that we have to go into. That's a big call for one night. So we would like to start. All right, let's... all right, but, you know, just so we shouldn't... You know, we can go now talk about Har Sinai for the next 14 days or something, right? But we want to just... We just want to know what Knesset means. That's all we want to know. Right? And then we want to know what L'shem Shemayim means. And then we want to know what Soifa means. And we want to know what Sky means. That's all we wanted to know. But you suggested that we start with Knesset. Right? That's a very good suggestion. I like that. So we have three choices. Three examples of Knesset. Right? Two good ones and a bad one. And from that, we have to start getting some idea what this word means. There's a lot of words for tzibur, for example. Like tzibur, for example. The words for a group of people that are organized, that am, there's a lot of words that can use. This is a special word. In Echanami, they really looked, they had to look for very specific places for where this title was given out. There's one place where this title is given out, Nevi Shchuna. We have in Nevi Shchuna Beit Knesset, sometimes 12, but... That not sure which part that goes into, but Bechol Eifin, there's Knesset, the place that is found in close to us, around the block, is Beit Knesset. But it would appear that not every time people get together in some public gathering, is that a Knesset. So what we're trying to understand, we have now four examples. What is a Knesset? We want to know what that is relative to other collections of people, other tzibur, other even organized people putting together in some type of a system, an army. It's a very organized thing. Got hierarchy, system. Everybody's got their place and their numbers or whatever they have for their, I think, numbers. But they're not a Knesset. That it's not even the good Knesset, but they're not a Knesset. That's something else. So what's a Knesset? So we have four examples that are. We have Har Sinai. We have Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Let's just look at that for a second. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They were basically a Sanhedrin. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was a Sanhedrin. They weren't the first Sanhedrin, and they weren't the last Sanhedrin. So where did this title come from? Every Sanhedrin has a collection of very prominent heads of the Jewish nation put together, and that's the only way you get into Sanhedrin. Not anybody gets into Sanhedrin, right? But none of them that were before, David HaMelech had a very choshev beis din, question about it, but it wasn't a Knesset. Okay. Shmuel HaNavi, even Moshe Rabbeinu was beis din, he also had a beis din. Wasn't a Knesset. That was not me. Moshe Rabbeinu's Knesset was Har Sinai. It was all of Christ. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the only place from Har Sinai till Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, tell our Beit Knesset, that's it. That's it. There's no other. Maybe there are somewhere. I looked through everything that I can find on my shelf, and nobody had any other examples. That's it. Take it. Yeah. Leich Knois. Yeah. Leich Knois, Kol Yudin, true. That I was wondering whether I was going to finish the Mishnah before Purim. I was saving that. Right. But it doesn't describe, it says to do that, it has that verb, Knois, but doesn't describe that there was ever a group of people or a situation that was called a Knesset. The problem that hits us right away on the surface is that whatever this thing is seems to be a very extreme rarity. Right? Seems to be a very special condition, something that comes once in 1,000 years or something like that, maybe 2,000, depending on whether you're lucky that day or not. You know, between 1 and 2,000 years. Right? Something like that. So like that leaves us a little like, can we go on to the next mission kind of thing? Because what am I supposed to do with this? I don't have any Knesset up my sleeve.
Would you think that Kahal would have been the word for Knesset in, let's say, the times of Chumash Kodashim Torah, as opposed to Knesset in the Latin part of Tanakh? Like Shar was used for the word for Beit Din in Tanakh.
Well, no.
Like the mitzvah hakel, would that also have been a Knesset, except they use them kehila instead of Knesset?
No, I'll tell you what. So if I didn't have the office of Reb Nosson and all of the Rishonim and all the fortune based on that, so then yeah, you'd be open for anything. You could say Knesset doesn't mean anything; it just means any group of people that get together, and it's equivalent to Kahal and Am and Tzibur and what and Ada. You know, we have lots of words for groups of Jews. But if the office of Reb Nosson comes and he says, you know, you need to give me an example. What does it mean, a group of Jews? I know a lot of them. What are you showing? Why are you pointing out to me by saying Har Sinai? Like you say, Hakel was something they did every 8 years, every 7 years. Okay. Once in 7 years, Hakel, you know, big deal. Hakel was not something that, you know, Har Sinai, the other gear is Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And then when we're looking for this, I think the second half, the no good. Since the door flogged, you couldn't find me anything else of a Knesset Shalei L'Shem Shemayim.
Like a pool hall, something like that. A movie theater.
UN.
UN.
The UN. Yeah.
General Assembly.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Knesset. Yeah. Yeah.
But they don't qualify.
No, generally speaking, you can generally assume anything that's in Vrit, okay, Whatever they say it is, it isn't. Like, what does Memshala mean? If they knew what the word was. Well, I'm not sure what Rabin would say. But you know, the people that they think that this is a democracy or something like that. Right? So Memshala means not like that. Memshala is a word that fits much more closer to a dictatorship. Not a Malthus. Dictatorship. Yeah. Something like that. So they usually say the truth about themselves. But Knesset, I mean, that's Mamash Chutzpah, you know. Forget it. That's not a subject. Listen, what is the Tzad HaShavah, two on the side of Toif and one on the side of Ra, of these two, of Har Sinai and Ashkenaz HaGdoila, as opposed to HaFloga? And the interesting is that it's given over to Klai Yisrael in this thing called the Beis Knesset. Beit Knesset. Beis HaMikdash has other names. Only the Mikdash Ma'at is given this. Klai Yisrael doesn't throw out titles so easily. Every word in Klai Yisrael's lexicon is exact. It means exactly. It means something specific. Okay. So we were trying to find out what it is that the subject matter is. So, yeah, that's always a good start. Maybe we'll start from the door of Flogga. It's easy. Why was it that the last time that you had such a clear example of a Knesia Shalei L'Shem Shemai? Why? Because Ra has a tendency, natural tendency in the essence of Ra, is to be split into factions. There's a beautiful pirush from, I saw it from many different mafoshim, from the Malbim, other mafoshim. It says that, what's a machloikis shaloi v'shem shemayim? It says, it's koyach v'adosai. It's a Mishnah later. Koyach v'adosai is a machloikis shaloi v'shem shemayim. What does it mean? The machloikis was between Moshe Rabbeinu and Koyach. Between Koyach and the Adosai. He says, no, you want to see that was Shalei L'Shem Shemayim? Right. He says, there were 251 people up, one position. And each one knew that whoever gets it, 252, okay, that whoever gets it, all the others die. And they're all ready to do that. They're ready to go in, and everybody else dies. Machlek L'Shem Shemayim. Each faction splits up into sub-factions and sub-factions, sub-factions. You think, it's paradu kol po'alei oven. It's paradu kol po'alei oven. People that are on the Shalei L'Shem Shemayim side of the fence, so their identifying quality is that they have a very, very good anti-Knesia policy. Having a Knesia L'Shem Shemayim, El Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, is the real Kiddush. That's a rarity. A Knesia has a ramification of a totality. Let's take the example that was given here. Leich Knois is Kol HaYehudim. When Kol HaYehudim are brought together for one reason, at one time, one place, with one intention, or like it says by Har Sinai, Ki Ish Echad Lev Echad, then you're getting close to a Knesia. That's by the door of Floga, the nation, humanity, with only certain rare exceptions. What? They were unified in their safa, they were unified in their goal, they were unified in their mean. That was very, very dangerous operation there. Because it had the tremendous power of a Knesia. since it was the classical, the extreme form of a kinesia shel Hashem Shemayim, which was basically inclusive of all humanity, it was all. We're not going into the Aflaga right now. I don't want to go off the subject to understand what exactly was the Nisayin and the door. I just want to understand the Kinesia aspect of it. But they were all unified in a Merida B'malchus Shemayim of some particular form. But it was with the Koach of unity that they were doing. It was one leif. One, there was no tacharut there. There was no fighting going on. There was no upmanship. Everybody was doing his part in a totality. They were all unified. Maybe soon we'll go into this more, but let's just hear the Knesia aspect clear. Right? The central subject of history is the Klai Yisrael's battle flag. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ato Echad, Veshimcho Echad, Domika Amcho Yisrael, Goy Echad Boretz. The capability of unification in general. Unification in understanding in terms of Elokus. Unification in terms of people. Unification in terms of people, Borei and Ivra. Unification of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Unification of all. That's what Klai Yisrael is all about. That's what the world was created for. That the Achdus of the Ribbono Shel Olam should have its expression, Moli Kol Ha'aretz Kolidei. That he created a world which seemingly doesn't express this Achdus, and it is man's capability to bring it all back together. To take all of the parts of the puzzle and show that it's all one. Bring it all back together. Man can't do it on his own, but he has his role to play within this Ribbono Shel Olam's master plan. When the man does his role right, everything comes together, everything fits in, everything is unified, everything is. Nispardu kopo le'ovin. There are many forms of Ra. We've seen a few of them in history. Arba Malchios, each one had a different approach, a different aspect. Atzad HaShovah Shavakulam, which is closer to the definition of Ra in its essence, is breaking things up, taking things not in the complete. The most basic form of that is splitting the Bari from the Nivra, Shemayim for Oretz, Guf from the Neshama. Drawing a line, like Bilam said, right? Says Mishu Kodesh V'Tor. Right, he's Kodesh, Meshorsa's Kodesh, Kedusha up there, here down here, human life. No, that's the opposite. So how can that have to do with this? Nothing to do with it. Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. Oh, it's not something of the Odom. The way the Goyim understand that means let him be a Melech with the Melachim, whatever he wants. Here, I'll be the Melech. Right? Whatever I want. The basic concept of Ra is the breakdown of the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Kovod, the version of the essence of Achdus. Everything breaks down. Achdus is the most powerful of all forces that exist in the world. Even physics is starting to come to the realization. A couple of years ago, 40 or something like that, they found out what the koach of the opposite of Achdus is in a little higher form than they knew. You have this thing, you take an atom and you split it apart. And it says a lot of koyach involved over there. In theory, at least, that maybe they're more advanced than I'm aware of, but they've already known and proven that if you can actually, I don't know if they've actually accomplished it or not, but in theory they know that if you can, instead of splitting apart, take two atoms and unify them. That doesn't mean make them very close friends. Doesn't mean smashing them very closely together. It doesn't mean putting very strong glue until nothing will get them apart. But unifying them, that would require, or unleash, depending which way you do it, an umpteenth more. You know, they have like these funny numbers with all the zeros and little things on top of it. You have to go to school to find out what that means. But it means like a lot. Right? Umpteenth more than that. Why? So they even on this most lowest physical level of atoms and stuff like that, they found out that there's a tremendous power in Pirud, but it's nothing compared to the power of Achdus. But Pirud is easier to come by. It's easier to come by. From the Tzad Hara, from the Tzad of Kinan Taiva Vilkovit, or from the time of the type of Ra, like destructive. So Pirud comes quite naturally. If you'll see, you take any type of Ra that you can think of. Think of any type of Ra that you can think of, and you will see very clearly how things start falling apart, separating. Ra, the word Ra means like from Re'uah. It's like a ladder where its pieces are falling apart. So it's, instead of being solid, it becomes shaky. The word Ra is a word means that the cohesion, the achdus of the world is being split apart. The achdus of the rachis and the achris. This is from the intent, from the goal, the means, from the ends, all the different forms that you can use. The word, as many aspects of the world that there are, that many aspects is always two forms. The Achdus forms and the Pirud form. Achdus is an unbelievably stronger force than Pirud. And Pirud is an unbelievably easier way to go. It's very, very powerful. See, let's take for example, Unklus Agir, when he was thinking about becoming a Ger, he decided to ask some of the, there's been people who've been through this before, let's call them up and see what they have to say. So he had the means to do it, and he had little conversations to more describe the different big Rishoyim in the world. See what they have, they were on that side of the fence. Let's see what they, now bring them down from all the mayors and see what they can tell me about it. So
he could do this before he's in the sky.
Yeah. It wasn't pushing it. Anyway, they're going to do that too. It's not really such a big deal.
When you stand here.
What?
When you stand here.
No, but I say that's we don't get excited about that. That's not a big deal. You may even have some goyim around that who can do things like that. That's not like, it's very third grade black magic, nothing special. Right? No, it's really nothing to get excited about. We have to be very careful not to get excited about things like that. No, really not terribly exciting. But call if it depends who you call up and what you ask him. That's the exciting part. Not that he called him up, that's no big deal. But if you called up Bilam, for example, and you asked him, Bilam, how are things? So he said, well, it's a little hot. He's having a hard time. Described his Ganon. So he says, what is to say, Bill? And which way should I go? Megaya, should not be Megaya. So he says, first tell me the truth. Who's in the right? Which is right? Kaisa. So should I go that way? He says, no way. He says, don't go that way. Go my way. So I go my way. It's too hard. You won't make it anyway. Who do you think you are, Ramavinu? Only those, I don't know, those Jews. But you're not going to make it. Yeah, it's a tayak mitzvahs and everything. There's oinchim and there's mises and there's malchus and there's. You can't go that way. Okay. That's the upper law. That's the better way. But that's too hard. You can't go that way. Okay. So what should you do? Says you got to become a son of Yisrael. If you become a son of Yisrael, it's the oilam abo. It's going to be a problem. But the oilam is there. You'll make it to the top. So oilam abo, you're not going to make it anyway. Forget it. The Jews got the handle on that. Call yourself Yisrael Chelek oilam abo. Who are you kidding? Forget it. Oilam hazeh. If you want to make it to the top, be a son of Yisrael. So that closed the conversation. Don't close the gear. And he ran straight to the wherever he went to become a gear.
Okay. That was it. One conversation.
Well, he had a few. He called up a couple of the others. They all said the basic same message. The whole list of Rishoyim. The basic idea was how bad it is in Olam HaEmes for Rishoyim. And even so, their advice was be a Rasha. And don't be just dumb and regular run-of-the-mill Rasha. Be a worldwide Rasha. You know, something really...
World-class.
Yeah, you know, top class. Because if you make it to the top, then you become Melech Olam. Then you can take over the world. And you can be... Yeah, you can be something. It just... The Ra also recognizes whenever it comes in contact with Achdus, that Pirud stands no... It's not even a... It doesn't stand a chance in front of Achdus. We don't have to go to these high-fluting ideas to see this. We can see this in everyday life. Best place to start is at home. Start at home. You can see it take any day of the week. Any day. If you didn't work that day, take the next day. Not more than that. And you will find that the subject of Achdus and Pirud is something very dynamic going on in every household. Maybe not yours, but most people's. Most people have there's a certain friction, a certain differences of opinion, and a certain difference of direction, a certain difference of backgrounds, a difference of foreground, a certain difference of whatever you want. Like, this is a man, that's a woman kind of thing. Right? That'll make a difference. Right? And the koach of pirud that can cause can be rather amazing, powerful. It can blow up and things can get very hot and very, very strong misunderstandings and very difficult, unpleasant feelings can happen. Big issues and difficult and painful. And most people are familiar with it one of those days. Take your eyedropper and drop down one drop, a little bit. One drop of real ahava. A little bit, nothing. You know, not this. Everything's taken. All the pee goes out the window. Yeah, you still have to work out things, you discuss things. A little achdus, pee doesn't stand a chance. Test that, you see. There's one condition though. It's got to be ahava. It's got to be achdus. Can't be air. It's got to be for real. You just say things that you don't mean. You approach things that you don't really mean them. That's not achdus. But if it's even a little bit of achdus, you can see these major issues that seem to be insurmountable. No problem. No problem. And I don't know exactly. I thought I sent some Poshet Zach. I said, I thought everybody experiences on a daily basis. Why is this face so dark? What's going on here? Is something the matter? Not sure. Something with me? I said, I don't know. It's not Poshet.
It's very close. Yeah, a little light disperses much dark.
That's right. That's it.
Last drop of it.
Huh?
I hope so. I mean, if you don't, then there's something wrong. I know something you should go to, but like, you know, it's what life's all about. And the same thing is true. Kids are excellent at this. Do you ever see, but the little kids, the quicker it works. We can be tearing each other's hair out, right? It's not cats and dogs, it's dogs and dogs, right? And they're crying and they're screaming, and, you know, or they're fighting over who gets the doll or something very important like that. But like, you know, the world, like, you know, he hit first and he didn't hit first, and it's my turn, it wasn't my turn, and he's cheating, he's not cheating, it doesn't matter, right? And the intensity of this thing is like, you're sure that they won't speak to each other again for a week. And you were about ready to intervene, and you didn't know exactly which pocket you're going to have to pull out, which book you're going to have to pull off the shelf to get this straightened out. And just when you're ready to go, the phone rang. You got back to the phone. You had this conversation with your friend, 5 minutes, got back to the phone. And you walk back in the kids' room, now where were we? And they're playing. Together. Who did this? What happened? You're pulling each other's head out. Right? I was sure that I'm going to have to intervene here. And I'm going to have to lock each one in the room and for 6 days not let them get it within 20 feet of each other. Right? Look what... No problem. The only problem, they're happy. Playing together. The older they get, the process takes more. Because they get less good at it. They're born naturally good. We ruin them slowly. Elokim also saw them Yosha. Many big two Hashbain is rabbis. Pretty good at it. Terrible fight, unbelievable. We throw in a little achdus, like let's play dolls together kind of thing, and the whole fight is gone. It's forgotten. No, you say slicha, I'll say slicha. Like the adults do. No, it's your fault, so you have to say slicha first. Yeah, you ever saw a kid do that? Never. We fought, and now the interest in continuing playing so brought us back together, and out, goodbye. So, forgotten, bastard. Yeah, 2 minutes later, I can be back to fighting. That's another subject. But this is something which is the essence of everything that goes on in the world. So the point that we have to know is that when a kinesia, that we're learning kinesia, that's what we're trying to learn. A kinesia is when there is an ingathering, right? Like kenos, bringing together, in a way that's exclusive. This is the white hole. I don't have the word for it. I was told, I don't believe it exists, but there's this concept in theoretical astronomy that there's these black holes that are so powerful, gravitational forces or something like that, that it captures all the light that goes in and swallows, everything is pulled together. So we'll call this a white hole. A kinesia is some essence, right, of Achdus that is so powerful, that is so concentrated, is so central that it pulls everything together. Everything's now going to fit together. There is nobody outside. I don't know. I can't go into the details. It's very difficult to understand. Every Sanhedrin had 70 people. The Archiepiscopal Daily had 120. We know mathematics. We're pretty good at it. Right? Third grade mathematics. And it's not that terribly difficult for us to figure out that ekinesia is going to have a ramification of all of Klai Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael breaks down to 12. And a totality, a unit, a full unit, in Klai Yisrael's terms is always a minion. So how many people would you expect to have in Anshik Nesas Gedolah? It's not 10 times 12. It's push. A Sanhedrin, that's a different thing. That's not a kinesia. That's why you only have to have 70 or 72. 71. Right? But a kinesia, obviously you're going to have 120. Exactly. What do you think? Yeah. Yeah. A kinesia is a force, is a central force that brings it all together. So let's look at our examples first. Har Sinai, Kishecha B'Lev Echad, there we hear that clearly. That part is clear. We hear that clear. Right? All of Klai Yisrael Kipshutoi, that was the last known time that it happened. All of Klai Yisrael, not just the G'doyle Am, men, women, and children, everybody, were totally in place, totally unified, perfectly oiled machinery, where everything was fitting exactly in its right place, and it was all together. It was all centralized. Anshikas Gdoila was version 2, where you had all of Klai Yisrael, but not in all of the through the Gdoila Yador, through the 10 times 12. I didn't find anywhere, I never studied it, I don't know the names, of the, I don't know if it's ever written anywhere, what the names of the 120 people were, from which Shvatim they came. But I would be very not surprised. It doesn't necessarily have to be this way, but I'd be very not surprised if it was computer that there were 10 people from each shevet. I wouldn't be surprised, but we don't have that historical information available to us. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that way.
The Anshei
Well, it doesn't mean that they totally, we don't have any of the 10 tribes.
We have remnants.
We have remnants. Klai Yisrael is still whole. We're all here. We have...
But the Anshei Knesset Gedolah mentioned in the Mishnah came physically after
the 721. They're in the beginning of the Baishi. The beginning of the Baishi. In a shkuna, I think this is a shkuna that one of the rarer examples of a proper shkuna, where I may be wrong, but I was given that impression that there's one Beis Knesses, basically one Beis Knesses, which is a central hub that brings the whole community together. Okay. There's one Rav, there is a Rav. I don't know, maybe that's not the point, but that's the word, Beit Knesset. Rashi
knows
it. What?
Rashi knows it.
Is that what it is? Okay. I have no idea. Good. That's not the point. Beit Knesset, for whoever, Tzibor, even if it's not, we're not talking about Klai Yisrael, Anshei Knesset. But for every Tzibor, the Beit Knesset, and this is true, I've heard even in places which are quite far, very distant from what Klai Yisrael should be. But still, the Beit Knesset is like a magnet. It has a unifying, it's like a light where it brings everybody together. It's something that brings it all together. There's a central force there that goes beyond even the tefillahs that do or do not go on there. It's the... Should be. It's one of the things that was destroyed in the World War II and has not totally been put back together. Okay. The tzura of Tzibur in Klai Yisrael, so community life, is not what it used to be, not what it should be. But the whole life in the Beit Knesset is that place that has that particular koyach. Beis Medrash has other koyachos, it has other purposes. But as being the hub of the community, a place where all the community comes together in one, right, that's the function of the Beit Knesset. Yeah, that's true. Anshei Knesset, the word in Mechabar, had tefillos. Anshei Knesset, Agdela, where we hold? What's going on? What's going on? Can you see it? We're trying to figure out what I can see. It. So,
the aspect of Ra being unified.
What is the flog you want?
Right.
The rarest form of unification is the unification in Shalei Lashem Shammai. This is very rare. Even when they try to do it, it doesn't usually work. It doesn't usually work. Because they can't get their act together. You know, look under
European unity, or whatever they call that thing. What would you say? What mark would you give it for unification?
Present-day
Europe? Yeah, present-day. That's an attempt of Ra trying to unify, right? What does it look like? How are they doing? The British are fighting with the French are afraid of the Germans. I mean, exactly. They're over there on the other side of Europe, they're shooting bombs. I mean, it just doesn't sound so great. It really doesn't sound so peaceful. What?
And there's a war, the allies switch.
What's that?
All these wars, they're only allies for a little bit, whatever that means, and they switch to go on the other side. Yeah. So, it's Knesset here, what is it, up, down, down, boom,
yeah, that's what I got. There's this game, I don't even remember what it was called, but it was a beautiful game. There was this little, it was in the form of bumblebees or something. They had magnets in it. And you had to turn them around, and because of the north-south, so as soon as you turn this one, that one turned, and only if you turn them around a certain way, then they all fit. Every other way you did it, right? They were flipping around. You ever saw that game? It was very small. Very beautiful game. It was great. What? You didn't have that one either.
Culturally
deprived. Yeah? Boy, why not? Where'd you grow up? Now they only have television, so there's no room for anything else. But, yeah, that was like a great one. This thing, this was magnets and whatever you did, so there was a north-south, and then they flipped that one around, and flipped the next one around, and there was only one way to get it, that they wouldn't move. And then, that's great. And then you move one. Okay. But B'chol Oven, that's what history had been looking like for the last 55 years. Yeah, look, you know, you get a whole group of them together, right? And then it just can't keep together. Because Ra is so naturally ingrained pure in it. Like, I mean, come on, why don't we can see a Shalishim Shemai? It's almost a steer in definition. The door of Floga was the last time known that it was the full term Knesia can be applied to Lord Hashem Shemai. After that, down to present day, like me, for example, you know, for us, one day, I don't know when, but this is we're going to see where we fit into all this. But B'chol Oven, at the moment, it sounds easy. Lord Hashem Shemai sounds like almost impossible to get in there. You have to be like really special to a flogger to get all the magnets to fit in, right? All the opposing forces, to get them to work in harmony. Did you ever go to a shul meeting? Vadabayit meeting? Yeah. Did you ever get seven neighbors to try to agree on when the heat should go on? Yeah. You know, something like basic like that. It so naturally doesn't fit together. So here we're not going to finish tonight, I imagine. I'm getting the impression that we won't be able to finish the Mishnah tonight. I don't know why. But it seems that the Dorf Logger had this very funny idea of building this big tower. What exactly what that tower was all about, how was it constructed, and what its function is, we'll have to talk about a different time, not in this mission. But one thing we do know, you cannot have unification without a unifying force. There really is only one unifying force. There's only one source of unification in the world. Ato echad, v'shimcho echad, that's all there is. Achdus Yisborach is the only Achdus there is by definition of the word Achdus. You can't have two Achdus. All Achdus is to some form, in one way or the other, a derivative of the Rebbein Shlom's Achdus. That's why even in the smallest form, of a one household, Ish ve'isha, Ish the Yud of Hashem, Isha the Hey of Hashem, the Bani Hashem is there bringing the Ish and the Isha together. Because the source of Achdus is always the Bani Hashem. What the Dor Flogger was trying to do was to bring a new central point. And they were almost successful. They were almost successful. Meaning that if they would have been able to create a society that had one central tower, one central goal, one central calling card, one central organization system that brings all of the powers, all the different powers, into common activity. If they were able to do that, they would have harnessed the most powerful koyach that existed in the world. And therefore, they were the most dangerous. The pasuk says mafurish. If it wasn't the pasuk, you couldn't say anything. It says they would be so powerful that nothing could stop them. Because there is no stronger force in the world. There's only the Bayer himself. Only the Bayer himself. But within the powers of Bria, the most powerful force is Achdus. And if they wanted to harness Achdus and Sadhara, the Pasuk says Mafush, that whatever they wanted to do, they would be able to do. There's nothing that could stop them. So the Bani Shem says, there's one mistake. So, you know what the difference between real Achdus and pseudo Achdus is? I just flip one little switch and you'll see what all happens. Real Achdus is the Achdus that unifies everything back to the Bani Shem. There's no way of turning off that central point. You have to turn the Bani Shem off. But what was their Achdus? It's this tower business, right? Yeah, one aspect. I'll just break down the Sofa Achas aspect. We'll see what will be left there. I'll leave them. I didn't even touch the tower. You could have zapped the tower, throw down a lightning bolt and blown up or something. No need for that. Just take one of those bumblebees and turn it around, the whole thing would fall apart. Just, yeah, all fall apart. Sofa achas. Split them up. All of a sudden, everybody was hubby-dubby, everybody was all together. Now they're punching their noses out of each other. It's like the mechom was there. Right? This guy asked for that, and it was hitting the other guy with the hammer over the head. What happened? Because there were misunderstandings. Started misunderstanding. So it was misunderstanding. So why are you punching over the head with a hammer? Because it wasn't really Achdus in the first place. If there would be real Achdus, it was only pseudo Achdus. So it was Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. Ain't safe for this guy. Pseudo Achdus can only pretend Achdus. Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim Achdus. We already hear there's the Shem Shemayim aspect of that. If it's not connected up to the source of Achdus, it's fake. It has no core to it. Right? As soon as you give it the lightest test, you'll bump it. Right? You give it the lightest test. You stand it up to the least pressure. It's all gone. And it's not just gone a little bit. It's gone bumping each other over the head. It's war. It's not. They were in total harmony. Everyone was hand in hand. Right? Whoop. War. What happened? So decide, all right, you know what, maybe no tower. You know, maybe I'll go move to Germany and you go to France. No, war. Why war? Because it was only... So, I guess that gives us a little bit. We can stop here. Knesia, we just sum up. Knesia, that concept of Knesia, we have a Sandler. Shoemaker, it's got to be shoemakers. It may have something to do with shoemakers. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler clarified to us the concept of Knesia, and he says that there's a real one and not real one. And the real one is called Lashem Shemayim, and the not real one is called Lo Yishem Shemayim. And you know where you see the difference? You see the difference in the Sofer Leisgai. On the surface, right away, when the first, you can get confused. But if you put it to the test of time, you put it to the test of life, you want to test it out. I've rarely seen, for example, I've rarely seen a couple go under the chuppah
who don't think that they're in a situation of achdus. But there's unfortunately growing percentages of couples that 6 months later even, or 2 years later, I don't know, all the things they talked about and thought about and said and proclaimed just 6 months ago. I didn't stand the test of time. What happened? Something unbelievable, right? You listen to the stories. You say, yeah, that's normal life. What else? Right? So, well, it goes, oh, but you know what he did? And you know what he didn't do? You know what? Yeah, that's part of normal life. What else? Yeah, but what's the catastrophe? Why did this happen? We had this misunderstanding. Yeah, that's all part of normal life. What else? Nothing else. That's it. Afterwards, it starts blowing up, and you see all kinds of funny things. But when it starts, what happened? It was tested with just a little, right away, a little test. Gone. Didn't stand this time. No achdus. Get a man and woman together without achdus. Ridiculous. Of course it doesn't work. It's not why does it work. How could it work? With achdus? What's the problem? You have two couples, right, that went through the exact same experiences, the exact same pressures, the exact same problems, the exact same misunderstandings, the exact same mutual disappointments. One came out shining, one came out out. What happened? It's one difference. Everything else is the same. A little lack. But for real. You don't even need a big measure. A little bit. Soifu, this guy. Soifu, yeah, there may be some trouble along the way. You may have to do some working things out. But soifu, this guy. Because it's connected up to Shem Shema, it's connected up to the Banisham. The Banisham is part of that preparation. Shein l'shem Shemayim. Shein l'shem Shemayim. You want pseudo achdus. You want to bring, instead of real Ava, you want to bring romanticism, you want to bring kinetive and covered, you want to bring what up in cheer. There's so many different things that people bring instead. And why'd you get married? Well, because we're both something, except for Achdus, something else. How long did that last? Because we're just exactly the same, right? How long did that last? You didn't make through Sheva Brach. Before you start realizing that the differences are bigger than the Sasha. No. No problem. You overcome everything. Something that won't be a problem, you know. Nothing is not dealable. No Ava. Everything's a problem. Everything's a problem. You did say, you didn't say. You did look, you didn't look, you did anything. Took out the garbage, you didn't take the garbage, is a problem. You said good morning the right way, with the right angle, or the wrong, or the smile. Catastrophe. You did call, you didn't call, everything. Nothing's too small. This is the insight. Dora Floger. Achdus, in it seemed to be in its perfection. Yeah? Yeah, later it says, here, watch. Or World War I, that was World War I. There are 70 different battle fronts going on at one time. So you don't have to zap the tower. Just turn one. Just the Sofer Achas here. The artificial combination. Artificial common denominator. Sofer Achas? So we'll change that. Let's see how long their Achas lasts. Boom. They'll last 10 minutes. And we didn't last 10 minutes to war. What happened? Not the real thing. So, that's me.
Real Achdus has to be linked to the Rebbeinu. If that is the real Achdus. So the greatest bracha we give a child is, we use the word Kinesia, Kishem Shenechnas to Bris, which is the connection to the Rebbeinu. Can't you guys say that?
Very good.
And everyone knows that the gematria Bechad and Ava is the same.
Ava's gematria.
And together it's a gematria Shem Yavai.
That's it. There you go. That's what's good to have a rabbi in the class.
Oh, sure. Very good. What are you doing?